Here we go. It is almost time to party, to celebrate. But before we get to that, you need to take a few moments to compile, articulate, and enter the Industry Awards of Excellence. That time, well, it's right now. In a few short weeks, your peers, competitors, they're going to be celebrating, cheering, congratulating, Instagramming, promoting, gloating as they grin and win. What will you be doing? You can't claim an industry award that you haven't entered. And I don't want you to have feelings of Romo. That's regret of having missed out. No one wants that. I'm going to walk you through how to enter the Spaza Awards of Excellence so that you can celebrate the awesomeness that you produce for our industry amongst heaps of other latest and greatest. Here we go. Ready, set, splash. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. They are almost upon us, as we just covered in the intro. That is the Industry Awards of Excellence presented by Spaza. 83 categories. Can you believe that? Luke and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. 83 categories covering everything across the width and breadth, the height, the depth, the intricacies, the innovation, the service, the product, the exporting, the all of the stuff that you somewhere deliver to our industry, all of the people, the products, the processes, all of the general awesomeness that we want to celebrate as an industry. So there is only a couple of weeks left to get your nominations in. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, be a Spaza member and, well, why wouldn't you? If you want to know more about that, go to spaza.com.au, find out more, and someone will be in touch to walk you through why that is important. But assuming that you've done that, because again, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you be a member and bring our industry together, is the Spaza Awards is at. So the website for Spaza Awards is awards.spaza.com.au. And a little bit like setting up social media, you're going to set yourself up a profile. It's going to have a password. It's a very thorough password. It's 12 characters long. Yes, so whatever password you've got, just add a 123456 like I did with mine. Oh, gave that away. And set up a profile. And you're going to walk through and decide what nominations you want to enter. It could be around product. It could be around a project. It could be around process or people that you've got in your organization. And I think this is a wonderful initiative to celebrate our people. How hard has it been over the last couple of years as I've gone around, as we've had lots of conversations with industry, there's been a couple of things that have come up as, well, challenges to our industry, and one of them has been the sheer busyness. Another one has been the lack of supply versus demand, and then an increase in inflationary pressures, so prices of things going up, and now potentially a demand that might be retracting. Not that we're seeing that, but then a major other thing that I've been hearing is finding good people. So if you have good people in your organization, if you have people that are worth holding on to and celebrating and keeping, then you can't do anything better for them than nominate them for the industry awards for their role. Excellent people matter. Why don't you nominate in the awards your people? Now, what if they don't win? Well, it'd be great if they did win. They can't win if they're not in it, but they know that you think they're awesome, and that matters. Just something to encourage and elevate the relationship and the value that we place on our people, and our industry is full of awesome people worth celebrating. So one of the things that you do with an awards nomination is, well, you've got to have the details. So put in all your detail, but then there's the photos. And you've got to think about these. On the Splash website right now, splashmagazine.com.au, there is an article up there that is going to walk you through how to take an awesome photo. And that really does matter, taking award-winning photos. We want you to win awards, therefore you've got to take award-winning photos. You might have built an awesome product, but if your photo is kind of mediocre, then unfortunately a picture does tell 1,000 words, and we don't want it to be 1,000 mediocre words on something that you've done that is awesome and should be celebrated and recognized as such. So there's a really good article in there. And you got to think about like taking a good selfie using the social media thing. And I know that when I take a photo, say, of my wife, it's very important that I get the angle right. I have to take from an angle from above and the sideways stand so the arms look just right. And so you got to take some time to make sure that the angle is right on this picture. You got to frame it up nicely. And there's some information and inspiration around how to do that. Make sure the area is clean, I guess, like a selfie. Again, you don't want to have something stuck in your teeth or a little bit of a gravy splash on your shirt from lunch. Yeah, okay, so that happens to me occasionally. I ever wear a white shirt. White shirt is always the precursor for I'm going to spill something. It is Murphy's Law, and in my case, Stennett's Law. White shirt equals stained shirt at some point during the day. So make sure everything's clean. Just put things away. If you want towels in it, make sure those towels are nicely folded up and presented. That the toys, if they're going to be in there, you're going to use a pull ring or something on the pull, that's just placed in exactly the right position, that everything's where it should be. And again, waiting for the right light. It could be to create a reflection across the water. It could be capturing that warm, soft light of dawn or dusk. It could be under full sun so that you are getting the color of the tiles or the surface and the water shimmering as well. So whatever works best for your pool. So making sure that the angles are right, everything's clean and put away, and the light is just right. So make sure that you take some time to get those things together, get your awards in. If you want to know more about that, reach out spaza.com.au. A team is here to help to enter those awards. Well, as I said before, it is awards.spaza.com.au. I'm stoked about these awards. It was such an incredible thing last year after 2 years really of not being able to run events. We had over 1,000, more than 1,000 nominations from our industry around Australia and New Zealand to celebrate our winners. The awards become more prestigious as there's more entries in, covering more ground. And it was just so much fun to be there. This year it'd be my pleasure to be at a lot of these. I get to host some of the events as well. You'll see me up on stage hosting the events as Spaza presents those industry awards to you, the industry winning those awards, of course, only if you enter. They're going to be incredible nights. Look out for the virtual awards program too. Again, all the information on awards.spaza.com.au. Make sure you're a part of it. I don't want you to have the feeling that I've genuinely had with many, many people this year from last year saying, oh, I should have entered the awards. Oh, I had a product that was probably as good or better than that. I had a pool that could have if I had have. Well, if you could have, then you should have, but you didn't, so you can't and you won't. So let's not use those words this year. Let's do I can and I will. You say I don't have time. Well, you've got the same bucket of time as your competitors. Are you just making a choice whether you have time to do this or not? I want to encourage you to take the time to do it. The rewards, even in the process of completing the awards, gives you an articulation and a framework of something to be proud of that's been accomplished. And you'll see that it's something you can actually begin to work into your marketing program anyway, as you think through these things. It's a really great framework for your product, your process, your business, and your people. So looking forward to seeing you out of the awards, congratulating you on stage, and of course, enjoying a great meal, a few drinks, and dancing afterwards. Luke Daly, he's going to be at a bunch of these awards too. And I'm sure he's going to be pushing for the Macarena or the Nutbush to be done. He's a little bit of a... you know, he's a fabulous out on the dance floor. Some great photos out of last year if you haven't seen those. Looking forward to seeing you being a part of our industry awards. Lewidra is proud to bring you Magnapool, the world's best and only true mineral pool system, providing the very best in water comfort and clarity. Magnapool is also beneficial to the environment thanks to its unique no-salt formula. Partnered with the all-new Hydroxinator IQ, showcasing innovative features giving you control over scheduling, pump speed, boost and low mode, heaters, lights, pH and chlorine. All this via Wi-Fi connectivity from your smartphone. Smart sensors and ultra-long life cell ensures Magnapool owners save time, save energy and save money. Find out more by going to magnapool.com today. Well, make sure that you are subscribed to stay up to date and informed. It is free. It is easy. splashmagazine.com.au. There's a subscribe button. Just do it. You will receive two emails a month. That's one every fortnight with the e-news. It's basically a newsletter that comes out. Thousands of you already get that. But if you don't get it, just get on there and subscribe. Alternatively, my email is david@spaza.com.au. And if you would like everyone in your organization, your clients in industry, as long as they're trade related, then please just send me a list of emails that you would like added in. We will use those email addresses for this purpose, and that is to make sure that they're getting their e-news once every 2 weeks and an e-version of the Splash magazine once every 2 months. Would love to be able to make sure that you are informed beyond just this podcast and beyond even just what comes up on the website. And I know that the tens of thousands of you are using the website. We see that on our data and our email e-news list too. Great to see such a strong open and the click-through rate on content too. That tells me that the information is valuable and worthwhile to our industry, which is great. As always, if you've got feedback for us, david@spaza.com.au, let us know what stories are missing, what you'd like to hear about. Maybe you've got something you'd like to talk about that's of value to help continue professionalizing, growing, and improving best practice for all of us in what we do. Very, very happy to hear from you on that. But please do make sure you subscribe, splashmagazine.com.au. Alrighty, so we've been talking about it, you've been talking about it, and that is the rising interest rates and the sort of impact that that might have. We've come off a couple of very, very successful high years. A lot of demand from consumer during the last 2 years of incredible change, really. As demand went up, supply went down, prices have gone up, inflation. To control inflation, governments around the world, including here in Australia, have been through their Federal Reserve pushing up interest rates to try and take a little bit of heat out of the economy to drive down spending as well. So we're seeing the impacts of that now. So the page 11 of Splash Magazine, the Cordell Stats, tells us that the available figures for the last 12 months to January on the same period of last year, annual applications have been down by 9% nationally. Now, Victoria's up 17%, but all other states are down. West Australia only by 4%, which is good for WA. They started from a low point in 2017, 18, 19, really have boomed and are still holding that position, still good demand in WA. Queensland's dropped off by 10%, New South Wales by 19%, a big drop-off in New South Wales, and South Australia, a big drop-off too by nearly a third, according to those DA numbers. Don't capture everything, just indicative. Over the last 3 months, we've seen 13% drop-off on DA applications for new pools as well. So there seems to be a little bit of a slowdown. We came off such huge growth, depending on who you speak to. It was either 35%, 75%, some say even higher growth over the last couple of years. A little bit of a drop-off from that. You'd hardly call that a retraction. It's still a much higher, stronger position on demand from consumers than we had in 2019 pre-COVID. But of course, those high highs were never going to continue. We're looking just to see what this tail does now as it tails off and settles into a new, make sure that we're continuing to deliver outcomes and meet demand for a changing consumer, whether it be smaller blocks, more choice, more availability, shorter build times, higher spec, whatever that position is for our consumer that our industry seeks to deliver. Interestingly, though, I'm about to move to our top five online news stories. Yeah, these are the online stories that have made the news over the past 2 months that you, our Splash people, our Splash tribe, have engaged with the most. Now, we've just spoken about a decrease in demand coming through. Well, this is interesting. Top five online news story, swimming pool buying intentions jumped 21%. That was over 2022. So we're seeing people maybe just holding off the decision-making, but the interest continues to rise. It's a strange dichotomy that we're in. Demand slightly dropping, intentions increasing. And certainly for anybody listening to this that has been at our consumer shows over the last couple of months, which have been continuing, would know that that seems to be the case. We are still seeing a strong turnout of consumers turning up at the consumer shows. Now, for a consumer to turn up at a show, they've had to make some decisions. They've decided to give part of their Saturday or their Sunday to looking into our industry. They've had to drive. They've had to pay for petrol, for parking. They've also had to pay on entry. So by the time they've even walked through the door, a couple with kids have usually parted with maybe up to $50 already, and that's before they've even bought lunch and done anything else on the day. And so to see numbers continue with families willing to invest and spend time and resource just to come and engage with our industry is really very, very positive indeed. So it's certainly still uppish. So that's the Commonwealth Bank research consumer data. The next story was the heat pump and pool cover standards published, the new Australian standards, the AS5348 pool covers and the AS5352 swimming pool heat pump systems were published and made available to the industry. Please do avail yourself of those. Again, SPARS is able to help you if you need more information around that. Next story was pooled energy has been resurrected by Intellihub. Certainly our New South Wales listeners would be familiar with pooled energy and their burst onto the market over the last few years. They disappeared there for a little while. Well, they've been resurrected. So smart metering and energy data specialist in the Intellihub group acquired the assets of Australia's first digital pool management and monitoring business, Pooled Energy. They're now rebranded as just Pooled, and we'll wait and see what that looks like, that particular model and the impact that might have in our industry. The next story, BWT continues local growth. We love reading and engaging with acquisitions and mergers, don't we? Acquiring Austral Pool Solutions. Want to get that right, particularly in this context. BWT Pool Group acquired Austral Pool Solutions Proprietary Limited, who are a leading West Australian pool equipment distributor. That was late last year. And really, what could have been a horrendous story, but thankfully wasn't. The new Q Aquatic Centre roof collapsed in the middle of the night. That's been delayed and now suffers further delays with a big setback as the roof collapsed. Thankfully, while no one was there at 10 p.m. Late last year. And that wraps up the top five online news stories. Let's throw to our friends, our family, our cuzzy bros in New Zealand. Really exciting to see their Ultimate Pools. They're based just north of the city of Auckland or part of the suburbs, the city of Auckland. Owners there, Warren Wright and Steve Westlake. Terrific guys. I've quoted Warren before in this podcast. Tangata, hitangata, hitangata. It's all about the people that Warren talks about. He's created, as part of this business, they had a vision of creating a state-of-the-art centre which would become a destination venue for families and an event hub. That is now happening. Manager out there, the wonderful, the lovely, also been on this podcast, General Manager Rainbow Morris, hello Rainbow, says that the company has grown quickly and made a name for itself as an industry leader. So plenty happening out there. So it's at a place called Dairy Flat. And when it's complete, this is what it's going to look like. This is really cool development for New Zealand industry. Will encompass a water testing and product research and development facility, extensive storage, sales, showrooms, product displays, and a children's entertainment area. And of course, a display of Ultimate Pools, swimming pools. As well. So terrific there. Congratulations to Warren and Steve and that business and Rainbow as you manage that. Wishing you every success forward there. Summer is now here, and our friends at Pentair, one of Australia's largest pool equipment suppliers and manufacturers, are ready to help pool owners around the nation get their pools ready for everyone to enjoy. Family and friends can swim their way through summer and enjoy everything the backyard swimming pool has to offer. Who needs to go away on an expensive holiday to enjoy time with friends and family? Time at home, making great memories in your own backyard swimming pool means no driving, no packing, and no stress. It's the best staycation around. Choose only the best. A pool powered by Pentair. You know, look, when I was at school, I was never, well, even as a man, I've never been much of a fighter. In fact, the best weapon I've ever had in a fight is my legs to run the other way. Sometimes my mouth can get me in trouble. Yes, it can happen, but my legs to run away from the fight. But I want to pick some fights in our industry through Splash. So I'm getting ready to throw some stones to throw hands. Put some punches out there, land some kicks. We'll see. Maybe you've got some kicks to land back on me. In fact, actually, I don't really want to start the fight. I want to just throw off the hand grenade, I suppose, to start the fight and just see what industry thinks about certain topics. And I want to put that out there as far as some debate, some thought for industry goes. And the first topic that I want to bring up, that I want to talk about, that I want you to talk about, is the idea or the debate between qualifications versus experience. What's more important? Is it the fact that we've got years of experience in a particular role, or is it that I've got the paper to back that up? And I think that we've got different views in the market, different views in our industry. Some who would say, no, I've got years of experience and that outweighs any bit of paper that someone else can come in and get. My years of experience matter. But then maybe from a consumer perspective, from someone else in the industry, from a government and a recognition, advocacy, representation perspective, that piece of paper carries weight and matters, just like so many other recognized trades, pathways, skills, and professions, which, you know, to my industry, if you don't have that bit of paper, do you actually qualify as a professional without that bit of paper? Maybe in our own mind, maybe yes, you do, but we don't have that paper behind it. So what's more important? There's an article on page 32 of Splash Magazine that you're all getting that sort of starts and sets the scene for this discussion. I want your thoughts. I'm going to be asking for some feedback. Give it to me. We will release it here on the podcast. If you want to come on, you've got a strong opinion on this, well, come on to the podcast. I'll record you. We'll do a setup across Zoom and we'll record for the podcast. It'd be fantastic. You and me, we can fight, we can argue, it'd be great. And then we're all friends at the end of the day, and hopefully we've made our industry a better place because we can have these discussions. So qualifications versus experience. What's more important? Is it a combination of both? Maybe it is. Looking forward to seeing you out and about. Make sure you do enter those Sparza Awards of Excellence at awards.sparza.com.au. Yeah, awards with an S, plural, awards. We want you to win awards. .sparza.com.au. Looking forward, I really am, to seeing you out and about. We will talk to you next time here on the Splash Podcast.